dictation for Rogelio, R-O-G-E-L-I-O, Teja, C-E-J-A. October 26, 36, addresses a letter, Dr. Sean, S-H-A-W-N, Moon, M-O-O-N, or 631713. Dear Dr. Moon, follow-up for Mr. Seja, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and small kidneys, has low ejection fraction. Last visit in September. Comes accompanied with family member, admitted to the hospital for melanotic stools, coagulopathy, severe anemia, received 4 units of packet of red blood cells, no heart attack or other complications, discharged on January 27. Presently, no vomiting dysphagia, no abdominal pain, stools are back to normal. EGD was done that shows diffuse gastritis, no ulcers or malignancy. No colonoscopy was done, has received also intravenous iron. He has chronic dyspnea, but no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen, no orthopnea PND, no chest pain palpitations, no change in urination. Other review system right now is negative. Medication list review, Coumadin aspirin on hold, on Norvas, Bisoprolol, Pumex. From these 3 medications, the only one he's using actively is Bisoprolol. The other ones are for blood pressure more than 40, who has not required to take it, has been on potassium replacement, prostate medications, Adeprotanex and Keraphate, oral iron in, as well as intravenous iron. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 144, alert oriented type 3, hard of hearing, no respiratory distress, blood pressure by nurse 119.72, lungs are clear, no consolidation, probably effusion. Does have a pacemaker, appears regular, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal tenderness, ascites, I don't see major edema, no focal motor deficit. Next paragraph, most recent hemoglobin 7.6 on February 9th with a normal white blood cell platelet count, MCV at 98. Most recent iron studies January 30 with a ferritin 49 saturation 32% on admission to the hospital. Ferritin was 33. The last renal chemistries from January 25th, a creatinine of 1.45, which is baseline, for a GFR of 47, normal sodium potassium acid base, low protein, low albumin, liver function test not elevated, normal calcium and glucose in the 120s. I review report from the hospital, the EGD, the CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis without contrast. At that time, there was moderate right pleural effusion, incidental gallbladder stones without without inflammation or obstruction. The stomach was distended. No obstruction of kidney. Both kidneys have bilateral cysts with the largest one on the right side 9.3 centimeters. No stones obstruction. No urinary retention. Nes paragraf di las echois atrasis esophageal from August 2023, ejection fraction normal at 55, enlargement of atria, which is severe. Right ventricle was severely dilated with decreased systolic function. There is severe tricuspid regurgitation. As well as severe mitral regurgitation. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, for the most part is stable, no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, there is no indication for dialysis. Next number, atrial fibrillation pacemaker, presently off aspirin and Coumadin. Next number, severe gastritis with iron deficiency anemia, gastrointestinal bleeding melena, iron replacement, blood transfusion. We'll see what the new chemistry shows, potentially EPO treatment. Next number, history of right-sided hemicolectomy. I'm not aware of recurrence of cancer. Next number, right-sided heart failure predominance, as indicated above, with valve abnormalities. Next number, kidneys without evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. Next number, enlargement of the prostate. Next number, exposure to caraphate, aluminum, for the time being should be okay. Next number, hypertension, presently in the low side, only on bisoprolol, as he's not using Norvasc or Bumex. If he's not using diuretics, no potassium is needed. Next number, coronary artery disease with prior stent and bypass, recent admission, no evidence of acute myocardial infarction. All issues discussed with the patient family member, end of dictation.